shopping, let me see you go, Brenda. Color t-shirt, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that, though. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, go, Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Shine, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
Hot 103 Jams.
We want to salute all of our veterans on Veterans Day. Celebrating the service of all U.S. military veterans. We thank you. We appreciate you for your service and your sacrifice. Thank you so much, y'all.
I think we still do a good job of trying to mix it up. And obviously that game got a little out of hand as far as throwing the ball a little bit more than we wanted to as compared to running it. But it called for that. And to be able to do both, I think you've seen in games we've been able to run the ball a lot. In some games, and then obviously there's games where you have to throw the ball. It's something that you have to do as an offense in order to succeed in this league is being able to do both, and that's something that I think we can do in this team.
That was Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes talking about this week's game versus the Jaguars. Now, yes, last week, throwing the ball that many times against the NFL team, he ain't going to win too many games like that. But, yeah, I will see. Looking forward to the running game getting back going with Pacheco and McKinnon and Clyde Edwards-Hilaire this week against the Jaguars. 12 o'clock kickoff, so I hope the Chiefs ain't a little sleepy. You know, we used to play in prime time in those 3 o'clock games. I'll have more on the Chiefs-Jaguars in Week 10 with Ron Deshaun Hughley from ArrowheadPride.com later on the Morning Grind.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
624 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny and breezy and a little cooler. Right now, you're mostly clear at 28 in North KC.
But it's because a sad little girl that I was didn't always have a nice Christmas. The theme was important to me because that was part of my reality in my childhood. And because I did not fit in with one specific group because I wasn't taught how to understand that I actually was okay to just be me.
That was Mariah Carey speaking about her Christmas past in her new book, The Christmas Princess. And since Mariah Carey is now the queen of Christmas, she is set to host a new 2-hour holiday special called Mariah Carey Christmas to All. The primetime show will air on CBS and Paramount Plus on December 20th. It will be filmed in New York City's famed Madison Square Garden.
So make my wish come true.
As the 1-year anniversary of Young Dolph's passing approaches, his partner Mia J shared a video as she opened up about the different challenges she had to face since his passing.
This almost year has been the most challenging year I've ever had to face in my life. And it's like the closer I get to this year mark, trying to be positive about something so messed up, it comes to a breaking point to where it's like it's really just unfair, man. It's like anybody know as a parent, like mothers get that end of the stick to where kids challenge mothers. Then when you have that parent to add value to the household, you got that father's voice to just cut out. And for a while I've been noticing like not having that voice in my household, how my kids challenge me, and I'll try to overcome it. I'll try to push through. You know, I focus really, really a lot on just being a great parent. But the thing is with my children, the things that they experiencing is because like they're going through hurt. They feeling like something. What they're going through emotionally is just unfair. They don't deserve it. We didn't deserve it. And it's like it's getting thicker and heavier the closer we get it, man. Like I get so freaking mad, dog. Like, why do we have to go through this? Why is this something that my family has to endure?
When you're about to make a decision to do something stupid, I wish that we could all think about the consequences. Not only your personal consequences that you might face if you do it, but the consequences of a broken home. The consequences of fatherless kids in a fatherless household is much, much more deeper than your own personal beef or whatever you got going on with somebody. A family's forever changed and forever traumatized. And just weeks away from the 20th anniversary of his release of In the Club, 50 Cent was asked about the longevity of the song and why it's still so popular.
It's magic. Like, sometimes you don't think about it. Like, you'll pick a theme for things like Go Shorty, It's Your Birthday.
Did you know it in the moment?
Every day. No, I did not.
Really?
I was enjoying myself, and it's what came to me when the music was playing. But every day, someone's birthday.
Yeah.
It's like the official anthem.
20 years ago, huh? I remember when I first heard In the Club, It was on the radio as I was getting ready to go to Northeast High School. I was actually listening to Julie Jones in the morning when she was on back in the day.
How you doing?
And it's crazy how you can vividly remember something like it was yesterday, except for the fact that, yeah, it was 2 decades ago. Yeah, 50 Cent had my entire senior year on lock with Get Rich or Die Trying. And In the Club was played at nauseating levels. Like every channel, every station, every hour on the hour. That's how big that song was.
You ain't lying.
I'm sorry. Y'all know I like to go back down memory lane.
Shut up, Brian.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Discipline pays massive dividends, but it takes a while. In the moment, discipline is not the easiest choice. Yet over time, discipline can create an impenetrable fortress of value and effectiveness. With just raw skill and desire and very little discipline, you can achieve some impressive results. Yet without discipline, you're unlikely to repeat those results. During a typical day, you are awake for about 1,000 minutes. Imagine what you can accomplish by focusing just half of them on a single meaningful purpose. That is the power of discipline, and it grows exponentially stronger when exercised over longer periods of time. What areas of your life, of your world, could benefit from some added, serious, sober, purposeful discipline? Today is an ideal time to make it happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Morning Grind Motivational Minute on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind.
Shut up, Brian.
Get it ready when you still sleep. Alarm going off around 7 in the morning and I'm up. I just got my foot inside the door and now it's stuck. And you could be who I belong as you ain't giving up. Hey. Get it ready when you still sleep. It never takes long when I'm outside waiting on the bus. Shout out to the kids cause I'm doing it for us. So I'ma tell them having good grades is a must. Max sauce, I'm the line leader of the classroom. I get requested like a pass to the back.
Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind. Max Sauce always holding the town down. Both sides of the map, Missouri and Kansas. Today, look for highs in the lower 40s. Sunny and breezy and colder. 654. Right now, you're mostly clear at 28 in Overland Park. And we're going to forego our teacher of the day in honor of our veterans on this Veterans Day. We're celebrating the services of all U.S. military veterans. Thank you for what you do, and thank you for making the ultimate sacrifice so that we can all live comfortably the way that we do. So when you see a veteran today, salute them, thank them, and show them love. Coming up next hour on The Morning Grind, we got Sleazy World Go. He's in the building. He's got a new mixtape that's out, and we're going to tap in to see what's next. That starts at 7:09 on The Morning Grind, Hot 103 Jams.
You will never beat the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hot 103 Jams.
This young man is one of the hottest superstars in hip-hop, and he's from right here in our city, Kansas City. Sleazy World Gold has joined the Morning Grind. Good morning, fam. How you feeling?
I feel good.
You weigh probably about 20 more pounds with that chain that you got on your neck, fam.
Yeah.
I see you shining. I can smell somebody with money.
Making that real money.
Nah, facts.
Man, so how's the road been treating you? How you feeling, man?
The road, it's been treating me horrible. It's been exhausting. I'm tired of being on the road, but at the same time, you know, it's a grind. It's a process. So, you know, I got to get out there and I got to get it. So.
you and Street King out on, let's say you was at Rolling Loud.
Yeah.
What other festivals you done did?
Rolling Loud. What else I done did? I done did a lot of festivals. Birthday Bash, I done did. I can't even think. I done did so much stuff in a short period of time. It's like, I done did everything, for real, for real.
Yeah. You got the Step One with Offset cracking. And now, just released, you got your new mixtape that's out.
Yeah, where the shooters be.
Streaming on all digital service platforms. Talk about making that project. What was the process like for you? And has your perspective changed on music after making this mixtape?
Nah, I feel like I just been growing, you know? My music been growing. I've been growing my music. The process of making this album, you know, was really like before I made it, when I was still just coming up, grinding. I got songs from that time. Then I got songs when I was meeting with the labels. Then I got songs after I was signed. I got songs when I was on the road in these crazy cities. So it's like, it's really my story. It's really my journey. You know what I'm saying? Everything I done been through. All in one tape.
Let's go back like 2 years ago. Yeah. And Sleazy, as you are now, what is the number one thing that you could say to Sleazy 2 years ago that you know about now that you would tell yourself?
Probably it'd be like, be careful who you have around you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be real aware of the people that you have around you in your circle, you know?
Yeah, that and you know, that's a good segue to Take Off. You know, RIP Take Off.
Yeah.
And you know, you were kind of close to that camp because you got the joint, you know, Step One with Offset.
Yeah.
But in what ways have you learned from that situation to move forward? And, you know, you just talked about, you know, be careful who you got in your circle. Has that kind of manifested into how you carry yourself on the road?
Nah, for sure. You know, like me, I don't really do parties a lot. So it's just really about, you know what I'm saying? Before you go do some, you know, even with the situation, it's like, if it ain't really benefits, you got to just think about, you got to think before you make decisions. Like, what am I going here for? Like, am I going to be participating? You know what I'm saying? What is it, you know what I'm saying, doing for me? Why am I going here? So it's like, you can be at the crib with your family, spending time with your family versus going somewhere just for no reason. You know what I'm saying? So you got to really, like, be careful of the, like, moves you make. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Everything got to be calculated. You know,
when I met you earlier this year, you know, you just always seem real cool, calm, collected. And another thing that I've noticed about you, you seem very wise. Have you always been like that since you was a young man?
Yeah, for sure. I always been like the one, like the leader out of the group, you know, even when I was young. It's just like, I don't know. That's just how I am.
What is a song off the new album that you want KC to hear the most?
Song on that I want KC to hear the most.
The song that you most proud of?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm proud of really all of my songs, but I'm gonna say the top three is I'm Still, Vanish Mode, and Free YSL.
Now, speaking of the album, we got this official mixtape release party tonight, fam, at Prime.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
Nah, for sure. I'm ready.
Now,
turn up with the city.
It's going to be packed out because Mark's My Barber's involved.
Yeah.
And Street King. And shout out to Rio Entertainment as well, man. You performing some songs off the mixtape tonight, right?
Yeah.
All
right. We going all out.
Yes,
like, this is my first time, like, going to a club in KC. Like, I ain't never been to no club down here.
Oh, so, word?
This is my first time ever.
I need to stay away from you because wherever you're going to be at, it's going to be crowded. You know, when I do high school events or events with my young team, the Seminoles, they always point to you and your song, man. They love it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a battle anthem now.
You know? Facts.
Yeah.
That's what I do it for, you know, for the youth. You know what I'm saying? To give them inspiration, you know, because it's like growing up, I ain't ever really like seen no superstars coming from where I was coming from. So like, it's a blessing to be able to, you know, do that for the younger generation, you know. Now they can look up, now they can brag about somebody like,
facts.
Yeah, we got Sleazy World Go here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Please don't lose that, bro. Please. And we're going to make sure that you stay tapped in with the town, especially here at Hot 103 Jams and on the Morning Grind.
Yeah.
But tonight, though, is going down. The official mixtape release party, Sleazy World Go. I'm in the mix. Street King is going to be in there. Shouts to Rio and shouts to Marks, my barber, man. 10 o'clock at Prime. I can't wait to see you, Sleazy. Thank you so much for blessing the Morning Grind this morning, fam. Take care. Be blessed. We praying for you, dog.
For sure.
How about those trees?
Hot 103 Jams.
Week 10 in the National Football League brings our Kansas City Chiefs to face the Jacksonville Jaguars. Not as tough of a task as it was last week. But, Ron, you thought the Chiefs were going to run away with that thing. I told you it was going to be a fist fight against some Titans, man.
I knew you was going to come with this. Listen, I mean, if we pull, as I like to say, pull that carpet back. Yeah, Brian is texting me through the game. I told you it's going to be close. I don't know what that was last Sunday. I mean, just had a group of people on offense take turns and playing really bad. But for me, I've been thinking about it, Brian. I'm thinking, like, is this a cause to pause with that performance last week? Or is this just one where, hey, man, you get a couple of bad games each year, you got to flush it down the toilet? I think it's a flush it down the toilet. I mean, the Titans, all right. I think that game was more about the Chiefs' mistakes than it was the Titans. But they get another team that I think they shouldn't have a problem with. But, hell, I was wrong. They damn near lost that game last week. But you don't normally see this offense play back-to-back bad games.
Yeah, this week you got the young, feisty Jaguars defense. They got some young, exciting players, a little undisciplined. But offensively, Trevor Lawrence is coming to Arrowhead for the first time. Travis Etienne, he's been lighting the league on fire for the last couple of weeks or so. Christian Kirk with his massive contract that ultimately priced Tyreek Hill out of here. So we still owe Jacksonville for that, at least, Ron.
Yeah, I mean, I think you named them. I mean, this is a game where they got a couple of guys that can beat you. I mean, Doug Peterson's a good coach, and Trevor's very, very talented, but not completely putting it together. He probably will give you a few, but Travis Etienne has been really, really good. They liked him so much that they got rid of their starting running back and traded him. And Christian Kirk, you can't let those two guys beat you. But, man, I'm going to tell you what my eye is on in this game. The offensive line, the running backs, Andy and Eric Bieniemy. This running game has to get better. What they did last week against good teams, hell, against bad teams, isn't sustainable. Patrick Mahomes can't drop back and throw it 68 times. Can't do it. And they felt like they had to do it because outside, if you take away Mahomes, their running backs rushed 13 times for 14 yards. This team is trying to get to where they want to get to. That has to improve. You talked about the talent on the offense. They've got some pretty good young talent with Josh Allen and the number one pick, Trayvon Walker. He's on their defensive line. Good talent on that D-line. They got to run the football, man. I mean, 13 carries for 14 yards, that just ain't good enough.
It sure ain't. But, Ron, I am looking forward to a Chiefs double-digit victory. I think this is a payback game. I think, let's see, let me go 34-16, Chiefs get the dub.
Yeah, I'm in the same range. Like, I feel it's like 30, 34, 20. I think Jacksonville will score a little bit, especially late. But it'll be a game to me where you never, ever think that they're going to lose the game. Never think they are. And so I think they should be fine this week. But like I said, that offensive line, they got to run the football, man. I ain't saying they gotta rush for 200 yards like they did against Tampa. But man, you got to give me more than 14.
Facts. For more in-depth analysis, head on over to arrowheadpride.com. Check out the Show and BK podcast. It's definitely one of my favorites. Ron the Show Hughley, thank you so much for joining me. Talk to you next week, dog.
Yes, sir.
Now it's time for the Shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:24 today. Look for highs in the lower 40s. It's going to be cold, y'all. Right now, you're clear and cool at 29 on 18th and Vine. According to TMZ, a judge is forcing Drake and 21 Savage to shut down their fake Vogue cover. Now, y'all know we recently reported on this week. They were sued last week by Condé Nast over the fake covers for a promo for their new album, Her Loss. A federal judge issued a temporary restraining order to shut down all current and future use and display of the fake cover. And that's weird because they actually had a street team passing out covers of this thing. I wonder how they gonna handle that part.
I think that there's so many rappers who are great at acting. Do you think rap lends itself to acting as well?
Well, I think a lot of rappers are great liars. I'll just keep it.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of them are great liars, and I think that translates on screen.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, it's more of being able to stand in front of 15,000 people or 1,500 people and commanding their attention. Even like when people do plays.
Yes.
they, I mean, we know that the scenery isn't moving. We know that there isn't like they aren't on an actual moving train, but we're so intrigued by the actors and the process that's going on in front of us, we allow ourselves to dwell into and or fall deeper into our imaginations.
That was the voice of Method Man recently appearing on Sherry Shepherd's TV show. I don't know, there could be some credence to that. I think it's logical and a perfect explanation for a lot of our favorite artists.
Somebody told a lie one day.
And Deadline reports that Netflix will be making use of its live stream technology in 2023. The first person to test it out will be Chris Rock. Are we sure that Netflix thought this all the way through with Chris Rock having a live performance?
Keep my wife's name out your No!
I'm going to, okay?
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's time to say happy birthday to those artistic, forceful, and deep-spirited Scorpios. Happy birthday, y'all. Wow!
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
Leonardo DiCaprio turns 48 today. Demi Moore, today is her 60th birthday. John B., he turns 48 today. Friend of the show, Lavelle Crawford, he turns 54 today. And Trey Smith, son of Will Smith, turns 30. Let's go home and wish some of our folks in KC some happy birthdays. Renee Johnson and Theodore Hackett, happy birthday. Shantae Stovall and Jermaine Simmons, happy birthday. D'Angelo Price, Shell Jones, and Tyrone Avery, happy birthday to y'all. And everybody else born on November 11th. Turn up, Scorpios, it's y'all day to celebrate. Happy birthday.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning. Who is this?
Valenta.
You trying to go to Cat Williams?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Well, you got your work cut out for you. I hope you listen to Mac Dre. Finish these lyrics.
The women like me. I'm dipped in butter. I rob your butter. Pimp the blood out your mother. I'm Mr. Stupid Doodle Dumb. Something terrible. Tell them how we come.
D-U-P-I-D. When we roll into the club, we don't need ID.
Uh-huh.
Every show, it's a party, y'all.
We gonna get it cracking. Let the Mardi Gras
get stupid.
Hey!
Congratulations!
You're going to see Cat Williams tonight at the T-Mobile Center. Yes, sir. Oh, thank you. Mark Curry, Tommy Davidson, Tony Roberts, Davinique Springs, and Pretty Ricky Plus. The good part is, you just got your name registered for a chance to get $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas 2 weeks from today on $1,000 Friday.
Thank you, Maya. Yes.
Tell Kansas City what morning show is waking you up every day.
The Morning Grind. I went on 3 days.
Outstanding.
Listen now for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 in free fall cash and $500 in gas.
See me chasing dollars, dollars, bills, chasing dollar bills,
dropping a stack.
Yay!
Hot 103 Gems.
I need that money.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Brenda, girl, a t-shirt, t-shirt. It's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that stuff. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, Linda, Felicia, Felicia. It's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, Don, go, Shine, go, Shine, go, Ness.
103 Jams.